you've mentioned SNAP, so we have a question from Nicole in our live audience, and she wants to know what are the best diagnostic tests for Lyme? So I know there's different options. So
How much time do we have?
yeah. So
Okay.
we have less than a half
So,
hour left, but I know this is the big question, right?
my
Well, other than
philosophy,
treating.
yeah, I have a number of philosophies. To me, the best test for Lyme is a negative test.
Well, yes.
And a number of ways, that's not just kind of humorous, it's actually true. You sort of look at, there are four tests. There's a test that sort of looks at, they call it whole cell lysate or whole cell test. And that's if you were had the ability to grind up a Lyme organism, this would test for it. And those are, some of you have heard of IFAT testing, probably for EPM, which is indirect fluorescent antibody. Let's just call it IFAT. And then ELISA, which is immunoabsorbent linked assay testing. So there's those two tests. There's the multiplex testing that I know those of us in the Northeast use quite a bit. There's a good old-fashioned thing called a Western blot. And then there's the SNAP, the IDEXX C6 SNAP test. There isn't a gold standard test for Lyme in the horse or actually in the dog. Your general blood work, I think you all know, you've heard the word CBC or biochemical panel or profiles. Those are going to be non-specific. They may show inflammation, they may not. Those of you that have vets that have a stable lab, which is looks at a protein called SAA or serum amyloid A, which can also, it's kind of clever. It can sort of differentiate between infection and inflammation. So the SAA or stable lab is kind of cool, but all that tells you is you have an infection. The most important thing, maybe there might be two things besides drop the S in Lyme. So it's Lyme and not Lyme's. A positive serological test, a positive serological test. So a blood test that looks at serum. Doesn't matter if it's Western blot, ELISA, IFAT, multiplex. Never, never say never, always avoid always. I'm going to say it. Never diagnoses Lyme disease. Never. A positive serological test confirms that you have antibodies against Borrelia or Lyme. So it basically confirms either exposure or infection and supports, if you have clinical signs, it supports disease, but those tests do not diagnose disease. If your horse does not have a clinical sign of Lyme disease that we've tried to define earlier, and we can try again, it does not have Lyme disease. I don't care how positive, I don't care if the ELISA, you run an ELISA, a Western blot, and you paid $50 for a consult from a horse whisperer on the phone, and he or she said, yes, your horse says it has Lyme disease. It does not have Lyme disease if it doesn't have a clinical sign. And sometimes the best test that your vet can run is the one that they're most comfortable on. It's unusual, unless you have the eye disease, the uveitis, or spinal cord disease, it's unusual to ever be able to culture or find the DNA of Borrelia in your body because it's in such a small amount. When ticks bite, they don't put, 4 liters of Lyme into you. They put minute amounts of this bug, and that's enough to set your immune system off. So each test has its own positive and negative attributes. And the thing I will say is if you run a test like a SNAP test or an IFAT test, you need to, if those are positive, those are sort of screening tests. So think about the IFAT and the SNAP. If those are positive, then you really need to run a Western blot or a multiplex test to back it up. And the other thing is don't forget that there's a lag time between when your tick bites your horse and when they produce antibodies. And it's around 3 weeks. And so if you find a tick on your horse and you test immediately, the antibodies that you're getting aren't from that tick, they're from something that happened earlier. And some of those antibodies can last quite a while. And they can be, I'm sorry, I mean, they can also come up when your horse doesn't have Lyme. They can, there are false positives and false negatives. So I'm not going to be able to tell you other than saying a negative test is the best test, to give you the specific test that's the best to use. On this coast where I am, I like the Cornell multiplex. I'm used to running it. The Western blot's a pretty good test. But there isn't one that's a gold standard. If I do have neurological disease, or I haven't had a case of the uveitis, but you can, oftentimes you lose the eye, you have to take it out. You can use PCR to look for the DNA of the bug, or look for the bug itself by culture if it's, again, neurological or ocular. One of the benefits of doing a Western blot or the multiplex is that they can differentiate between vaccines and, to a degree, between vaccines and infection, where the IFAT and the SNAP do not, per se. So it would be nice if the feedback from the audience was like, yeah, we understand, or if I just confused the issue.